the Democrat podcast. My name is Melissa Walters, and in this episode, we are listening to artist Roxy Kaczmarek as she expands on her newest body of work, which has been on show for the past 3 weeks at the David Grit Gallery at the Blue House in Park Wood. The exhibition is called Shifting Positions and includes prints, paintings, and an installation. Kaczmarek is a professional printmaker, painter, and educator based in Johannesburg, working full-time at the David Grit Workshop. Roxy's work examines the relationship between the natural and the man-made, the floral or botanical and the human, looking at how plant life plays a role in our urban and cultural worlds and vice versa, drawing inspiration from each glimpse and interaction she has with a leafy being as she goes about her life in the Johannesburg metropolis and other cities. If you are listening to this podcast on a streaming service like Spotify, you can visit www.davidcritprojects.com in your browser to see the artworks as you listen to this podcast. And now, let's meet up with Roxy. Hi, Roxy. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Melissa. It's great to be here.
My first question for you is, how would you describe your recent body of work?
So this recent body of work that's on exhibition at the David Grit Projects Gallery continues from previous bodies of work that I did most recently on my Leipzig residency and before that in my master's at the University of Johannesburg. And probably, I mean, definitely even before that, there's a common theme across all my work, basically looking at how people and the environment and mostly plants, planted matter, intersect or come together, where humans invite the environment into their personal space or allow it to be, or how the environment grows naturally and humans jump into that or find themselves removing just naturally occurring spaces, as well as where nature grows wild, uninvited in human spaces.
Cool. So your work has a very consistent and clear language, even previous work. We've got some works from 2016 of yours, which I think was during your studies, and works since then. We've got quite a range. And there's a really beautiful language that carries through all of them. And I feel like your recent work also carries that language through, which I find is really such a strong characteristic of an artist. So I'm really impressed by that. What I wanted to ask you is, you recently had a residency in Germany, and the body of work that has come out of that has that beautiful language. And I just wanted to know how the residency came about and what it did to your art practice.
So I think part of that language that you're referring to is a technical language in terms of the medium and the way the work is produced. There's definitely a theme of a color blue that runs through all my work, and also this way of painterly pushing printmaking, bringing together painting and printmaking. I recently got that opportunity, as you mentioned, of going to Leipzig in Germany and doing a three-month residency at the Leipzig International Artist Residency Space, LIA, which was a residency program in collaboration with the Center for the Less Good Idea. And I was selected very fortunately to be one of 10 African artists to travel there and spend 3 months making as much as we wanted to, exploring, learning, exploring our own practice, exploring other people's practices, and basically just an amazing opportunity for any kind of artist, I think. A lot of open space to think about your work. And yeah, so while I was there, I spent a lot of time wandering through the small city and noticed how people had brought plants into their homes. You can see into a lot of people's windows, and with lights, it was February, March, and April, so winter time. So the lights would come on, and you had these plants in windows being lit up and casting shadows onto curtains or blinds, and often maybe well looked after or suffering, and perhaps maybe a little bit left to their own devices and to dry up and die. And it just captured me, and I loved looking at the way that some of these plants often from the subtropics and even South Africa with aloes, and South America, some of the more tropical plants. And I liked that, bringing in another country's flavor into these people's homes for whatever reason they were doing, but also still very controlled and clean. And the other thing that I discovered there, which fascinated me, were these small gardens. They're called Schruber gardens, which people living in the city didn't really have space to spend time in nature except for in the parks. So they would rent this small plot of land and in the summertime and springtime tend to it and grow flowers or whatever it is. And there were these quite large blocks of gardens all alongside each other, each with a little shed or a little garden path and maybe inflatable pool or something for them to hang out in. And it was lovely spending that cusp over spring to summer, or winter into summer and that springtime, and watching these little gardens come alive with people coming back to tend them. And also, again, some very controlled and some very wild. And it was lovely to observe that as well.
So some of your work inspired by your time in Europe is part of this exhibition at Devicott Projects called Shifting Positions. One of our kind of origins of that exhibition, or where we feel like it kind of starts and even in the curation of it, is the print that you made in Leipzig called Inside Out. Tell us a bit about that print, please.
Cool. So part of the exchange was to collaborate with Maria Andrej, a master printmaker based in the center that we were staying in for the residency. And we each had to collaborate with her and make a print. We got to use a press which is 200 years old, which is older than the city of Johannesburg, which is just crazy to even think about, and still works beautifully. When I first began to consider what I wanted to make, I struggled a little bit because I work at the Devicott Workshop as a printmaker, and I work in the role of facilitating or printmaking with other artists rather than being the artist and working with the printer. So I needed to think a bit about that. And after discussing with Maria, I found that a lot of her imagery related very closely to my own imagery. And I requested that we could do a collaborative work where I use some of her images in my work and she used some of my images in her work. So the window, if you have a look at the print, the photograph of the window looking outside is actually taken in the printmaking workshop. It's at a basement studio looking out at the plants growing outside, as well as the background image of cherry blossoms and the honeycomb. And then the other images were works that I made there and included myself.
It's a really beautiful print, Rox. And what it makes me think of and what ties into some of the other works is a mixing together of images and a sort of collage and layering. And that seems to be kind of new in your work, it seems. Was that an influence? Were you influenced by collage? What led to this multi-layering of many images into one work?
Yeah, it is a new thing for me, something that I developed while in Germany. So while I was in Germany, I started playing around more with this collating of images, or collaging of images. And for the first month that I was there, I participated in Catherine Bull's Monday Meditations. She's an artist from Cape Town. She was one of my lecturers while I was at UCT Michaelis. She's also one of the artists who has just recently taken part on this residency. And the meditations were drawing exercises, which we did over Zoom, which she led on Zoom. And part of it was to play with collage. And at first I really struggled, but I stuck with it. And I figured out that after a number of warm-up exercises, once I tapped into more organically working, I could play with the collage and it felt right rather than forced or awkward. So I started experimenting more with that while I was there and started bringing it into my paintings, which was really exciting. And as you can see, into that print. And then another big influence while working in Germany was the artist Nero Rausch, who is one of the most famous painters from the Leipzig school, and he is maybe one of Germany's biggest export artists. I just fell in love with his paintings and the way he collates and creates these worlds of different images incredibly successfully, with layering and composite and things happening in the foreground, things happening in the background. And got to see many of his paintings in the museums, went back a number of times just to see the same works. and also got to peek into his studio, which was on the same floor as studio apartment, but I never went in.
Oh no, rocks!
I know.
That's amazing. So how did he influence you? What was the main influence from, well, besides for the collage, the collaging aspect?
So another influence is his color. He uses yellow, or he uses a lot of colors. He uses yellow as a priming a medium to then peek through a lot of the works. And I started experimenting with that in my paintings that I worked with there. And it's kind of followed me back to South Africa, and I've continued using it, especially in the larger paintings and then also in the two silkscreen etching prints.
Yeah, those prints, they're called The City and the Mountains. Very beautiful. That yellow definitely just is on show there. And I had a client come in recently saying that the show felt kind of 50s. And I think it was kind of because of that yellow, but also because of the kind of domesticated feeling of the space with the plants and the installation, which I thought that was a good...
Cool. Good
description. But that print is a kind of diptych, essentially. You've used silkscreen and dry point. There's a kind of inset thing, again, carrying on with the collage. But it's kind of quite a specific way of working. Was there any further influence on those prints?
Yeah. So I had one of our colleagues, Lauren Krakowski, who used to be the director of our New York gallery, who recently spent a month doing a printing residency, an internship with us at the workshop. And so I got to spend some time working with her. And when she returned back to the States, where she's studying in Iowa, she shared with me this artist's work called Adolphe Marshall Pontemont and a work of his called Chintriol and His Work. It's from the mid-1800s, which blew my mind. It's an etching where he's got quite a large piece of paper and he's got this off-white coloring in the background, hence the influence in the off-white or the yellow color in mine. Then he's got this incredibly detailed landscape etching of a man painting on his easel on plein air, and then superimposed on top of that, or collaged into the center of that, blocking out where the man is an image of what one assumes is his painting that he's doing. Even more detailed. You can just see the man's reflection in the river that he's sitting alongside.
Oh, wow.
And I love that. It feels really modern for that time, and I wanted to test that out. With some advice from my fellow printmakers at David Crit Workshop, Kim Lee and Sarah, they helped inspire me to figure out how to make it work. And I'd recently done a trip down to Cape Town and stayed with my sister in Hout Bay, which is where I grew up. And it was amazing to see how the city, or the small town, had grown in size since I last lived there over 20 years ago. I brought that into the image and superimposed other images of Johannesburg, which is the city where I live now. The one on the left is an image of an old mine dump and has trucks moving lots of earth around, and this poor little tree is about to be knocked off the edge of where he'd been trying to grow. And then the one on the right is a scene from Maboneng, where these, I think they're called agave plants, have been planted underneath an overhang of a building, and they have grown up and then reach out and around the building around to try and, you know, reach the light. And every year they get cut back aggressively, and they just keep going every single year.
So that makes me think of your little baby prints that are part of your show. There's quite a few of them, and they're little edition variations, silkscreen and hand painting. And I love them because they have both imagery from Europe and South Africa, and when people come in, I kind of have to tell them, well, this is a silkscreen. It's you know, because it doesn't look like a silkscreen. It hasn't got those clean cut edges that one expects from a silkscreen.
Cool.
So I really love that. And yeah, just interested in how you produce those and why you decided to make a series of those little silkscreen sketches.
I like you terming them silkscreen sketches, because that's exactly what they are. When I first arrived in Germany, and also before that, always when I start my process, or as I'm working through a theme or investigating an area of imagery, I sketch and I do little draft images. But when I got to Germany, I went down to the art shop and bought a nice big brick, A5 size brick of sketching paper, just so that I could go to town with sketching anything that I saw. For the end of residency show that we put on, I displayed create all of the sketches, as I was making them, as I was living in Germany, I would just constantly do these little sketches, and they then became images within the other paintings or the prints or the works that I was doing. So a way to explore and test how an image feels to me. And not all are successful, some are more successful than others, but I quite like that, how they sit next to each other in that way. Moments, kind of snapshots, put through another perspective of my hand rather than a camera as a photograph. Drawn from life as well as photographs. I had somebody purchase the whole series, which was really wonderful, but then I felt a bit sad that I wasn't going to be able to still have them. When I got back here, I wanted to experiment in my silkscreen studio with turning them into multiples. So I tested out painting onto the draft film and exposing that, and then turning that into a small edition, and then adding the hand painting to add a bit of depth and also uniqueness to each of them. I quite like that each one has a slightly different feel or a slightly different moment, although they are very similar.
So kind of lastly, I just want to draw attention to some of the incredible paintings that are part of the show. We've already mentioned that they've got a priming of yellow underneath and a very distinctive Roxy palette of blue and sort of dark grays and blacks on top of that. So you've got the really big one is called Botanical Inquiry. And from what I gather, it's depicting a European botanical gardens or botanical kind of greenhouse situation. So where did that imagery come from?
Part of being in Leipzig was the opportunity of this studio space, which had really large walls. In Europe, Belgium linen is really, or not Belgium, but canvas generally is very reasonably priced.
Wow.
So we got a couple of us chipped in together and bought a big roll of canvas, and I could make really big paintings, which was just so wonderful. My studio in South Africa has a lot more printmaking equipment rather than
taking up all the room.
Yeah, taking up all the room rather than painting wall space. But for this show, I wanted to continue that. So I wanted to keep going with this language of these very large paintings. And this Botanical Inquiry is, as you say, a botanical garden. This is a Leipzig greenhouse, and I loved how the light, the artificial light that they put up, casts this brilliant yellow on a lot of the plants, and a lot of the plants grow up high and tall against the greenhouse roof, and how there's this sense of wildness but also complete tameness to the space. It's totally artificial, but it's also, you know, totally wild as well. It fascinates me, this intersection between people and plants coming together, welcoming them in but also just trying to control them constantly. And then the other one, Shifting Positions, features one of my fellow studio mates in Leipzig, his studio, and he'd filled it with plants and collected plants over time, and had them in the right position in his studio to get the right light to keep them alive, especially in Germany where a lot of the part of the year is very grey. And also features a scene from the Frankfurt Botanical Gardens outside, not inside their big glass houses, but outside, where these subtropical or desert plants have been dressed up with a kind of a hat or a helmet of oversized bubble wrap, in a sense, to protect it from frost. And then around its feet are pine needles to protect its feet from being cold. So I just love that kind of alien and dressing up of these plants. It's hilarious to me. And then the last element that I superimposed in there is this window-like frame of advertising boards, which caught my eye back in Johannesburg, driving through the city. Loads of these advertising boards don't have adverts in them, but they create these windows into the environment behind them, and I loved looking at that. I got captured in Leipzig in Germany by windows generally, looking in, looking out, keeping things in, keeping things out. So I like that idea.
Alright, my final question would be for you to please tell us the story about another painting. There's quite a few lovely paintings in your show. A smaller one called Dressed for Success, which is quite an odd image, and you've just reminded me with your description of the dress that the German plant wore, the German tree. So what does Dressed for Success depict?
So Dress for Success caught my eye driving through Rosebank in Johannesburg. They've just recently been doing some new buildings, and there's a very large, ominous-looking spaceship-like black building along the main road. And in front of it, they've planted a series of, or an avenue of, trees. And in winter, they got wrapped up in this frost blankets, and with the sunlight behind them, they glow, and they just looked so alien-like, almost in their dress up. And I love the idea of them being dressed up and getting ready to take on Rosebank and kind of
in the big city
and do their best there. And these poor frost covers were left on way later than I think they needed to be, past the last frost, but they seem to have come off now and they look really good. So we'll see how they fare through the next couple of years.
Cool. Thanks, Roxy.
Cool. Thanks, Melissa. Yeah. That's great.
Cool.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dairy Crit Podcast. To request a catalogue of Roxy Kaczmarek's new exhibition, send an email to info-jhb@davidcrit.com or visit www.davidcritprojects.com for more contact information. Roxy's exhibition, Shifting Positions, is on until tomorrow only, the 29th of October, so don't miss your chance to see it. Follow us on Spotify and Instagram to stay connected and make sure you don't miss the next episode. Follow us on Spotify and Instagram to stay connected and make sure you don't miss the next episode.